It is the second week of the 2017 Utah State Legislative Session, and throughout this year's meeting of lawmakers, we will be joined on Tuesday and Thursday mornings by Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. And Chase, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
There are two bills that are making their way through the legislature right now, resolutions actually, that relate to Utah National Monuments. And on Friday, the Rules Committee at the legislature had a hearing on these bills. But to have that hearing, they seemed to skirt the rules. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so first just to describe a little bit about these two resolutions that went through. The first one was from Speaker Greg Hughes asking President Trump to rescind or do away with the Bears Ears National Monument that was designated by President Obama just a few weeks ago.
Right.
And the second one was from Representative Mike Noel asking Congress to put through federal legislation that would modify or reduce the boundaries of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument.
Okay. So a couple of bills to change or do away with national monuments in Utah. As I said, this appeared before the Rules Committee, but in an unusual manner. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Rules Committee generally doesn't have committee hearings where they hear testimony on different bills. Hmm. Generally, they're just passing through bills to other committees or to the floor.
And the only kinds of bills they're supposed to hear at all are those relating to the rules itself of the legislature.
Yeah, exactly. So this was extremely strange that they had two resolutions coming through that had to deal with public lands or national monuments. And over the weekend, it was discovered that this actually was against the rules. And so yesterday during floor time, it turned into a huge discussion on parliamentary procedure and rules and what they should actually do with these resolutions just because they're trying to get them through as fast as they can.
Right. Right. And in the end, what did they do?
They passed a motion that would bring these resolutions directly from the Rules Committee up to the House floor onto what they call their third reading calendar so they can debate and vote on it today, Tuesday, without having a valid hearing.
Okay, so it skips a hearing, a valid hearing. It had its hearing in rules and goes directly to the House floor. Is there some sort of reason for that rush?
Yeah, like I said, they're trying to rush it through the legislative session. Our federal delegation, senators and representatives, requested these resolutions, and so they're trying to get these resolutions up to them as fast as they can. Also, they feel like it's going to have another valid hearing over on the Senate side to where the public can comment, and so they'll have their opportunity there.
I guess I should ask that. The Senate is going to have a public hearing for it, for these resolutions.
Yes. They talked to Senate leadership, and they said that they will follow the rules and go through and have a hearing on this.
Okay. So two resolutions. I mean, these are essentially messages to the president and to Congress on national monuments making their way through the legislature. Another thing that's happening up at the session is medical marijuana actually not happening as much as we thought. Proponents had high hopes, but those hopes aren't really materializing. There's, I think, just one proposal at present, and signs point to this being the only one that is expected to get anywhere. Tell us about that. Why are we not seeing a big push on medical marijuana this year?
Medical marijuana was a huge topic last year, a bunch of bills going around. Between the sessions, initiative proposals came forward. There's these big groups saying that if the legislature doesn't pass medical marijuana, they'll go and bring it directly to the voters. And we all know how much our legislature hates when people do that. We came into the session expecting that medical marijuana legislation would be coming up. People had been talking about it for a while. House and Senate leadership just came forward, though, saying that medical marijuana has no chance of being heard or getting passed this session because of the uncertainty with federal law. President Obama was extremely lenient towards the states being able to experiment with this. It seems like President Trump and the new attorney general will be cracking down. They're not sure.
Okay, so signals from House and Senate leadership on this, but there is just this one measure about research.
Yeah, it won't be expanding medical marijuana access at all. It's a piece of legislation from Representative Brad Daw that would expand research for medical marijuana if it's part of an approved study. It makes it seem like it'd have to be federally approved, which we don't know how that would happen just because it's still a Schedule I drug, but we'll see what happens with this piece of legislation if it gets through.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time, Chase, but there's lots of things to cover at the state legislative session. Check our website, kcpw.org, for coverage. You can always find bills and lawmakers at le.utah.gov, the state legislature's website. Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for a Better Utah. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
This has been your Better Utah Legislative Update on KCPW.